this thing, and I think they all died. I'm not sure, but the one person is they're jumping out, they're doing their arms like this, like the, and I'm wondering if you're gonna jump off a building or jump out of a hot air balloon,
right?
On your way down, is it a subconscious thing that you do that? That, like, you know, when someone would fall off a building in like 1960s TV.
You know, it's such a horrible thing to talk about because they had this right after 9/11. But I remember the story of one particular guy. They said that he actually looked, I don't know if this is possible, he actually looked composed, like he had accepted his fate.
Wow,
and they said he wasn't flailing at all. I think it can go either way.
The people you saw were flailing?
Yes. Now, here's my point on this, though, and this is why I bring it up. It was one of those horrific moments. You go, oh, okay.
Right.
It's like, you know, watching that guy get shot by the cops on TV. But we're desensitized to everything now. You see everything. I mean, more. They showed something else on Channel 7 today. Just some more, like, gang members going into a store. It's like, you know, we need your help in finding these crooks. And all you really see is from the security camera, these cats going into a convenience store and popping the guy behind the head. And, like, they replay it 1,000 times. You can't see it, anything.
Right.
So this is pretty graphic, because I've seen these people coming out of this balloon. I go back a half hour later, you know, for the Fox News alert, where they recycle the news.
Right.
Because I'm ready to call everybody up and say, you got to see this great video. And they say, tragedy in Louisiana with an hot air balloon. Some of this footage, too much for us to show.
Wow.
So they run it, except they only run half of what they ran the first time.
Yeah, you just
right,
because they're sensitive.
They show it when it's live.
Yeah,
it's a different. You know, well, we didn't run it when it was recorded. Like when we after we got a look at it,
even though
they probably got the video from somebody.
And I flipped around, and it was on all the channels by this time.
Sure,
and they were all doing the thing where some of them would show enough video where you would see these poor saps having to jump out of this hot air balloon.
Right.
And as soon as they would start to jump, that's when I saw it on CBS News, that's when they would pixelate it out.
Oh, really?
You know, like, okay, we're going to show you the thing catching on fire, show you the people jumping out, but now that they're going to go, okay, now we're pixelating it.
Here are some falling pixels.
Our news director has made sure that we're going to show you enough to traumatize the children, but not so much that we'll get in trouble.
Shreveport, Louisiana, they hit a 14,000-volt power line.
And that's how it happened.
Caused the fire, and two people did die, and they say that the balloon continued to drift for miles, flaming, after no one was in it anymore.
Wow, did anybody survive it?
No, apparently not.
It was just interesting that it was on TV, and I'm watching it.
It's amazing the way their standards are, you know.
And then somewhere in between the first time it was on and the second time, I saw the Kool-Aid pitcher with his Cub Scout shorts.
Which adds balance.
And I found information on Goofy Grape. It was the Funny Face Gang. There were funny face beverages.
Yeah.
Choo-choo
funny.
Cherry,
yep.
Jolly Ollie Orange, Goofy Grape, Rootin' Tootin' Raspberry, Loud Mouth Punch.
Withered Watermelon, Rusty Lemonade, Rudy Tutti Frutti, and Freckle-Faced Strawberry.
That's the one.
You know, on certain subjects, our staff goes overtime. I mean, they go into hyper mode.
And Choo Choo Cherry was from Pillsbury.
Okay.
It was the Pillsbury
answer. I used to like Goofy Grape a lot.
Sure.
That used to be my favorite.
Let's see. Here's someone, Steve in Tampa Bay. Steve. Oh, where is he? Steve. Are you there, Steve?
How's it?
Hi. Hey.
Listen.
There you go. First,
good one.
How's it of today's show? Thank you, Steve.
No problem. I was calling in to talk about the funny face because when I was a kid, I used to drink that stuff all the time.
I thank you, and I know Mark Addy thanks you.
And you know what? Let me tell you. They got kind of in trouble for that stuff because they had a couple that were politically not correct even back in the 60s. The originally Choo Choo Cherry was Chinese Cherry. And I'm serious. I'm not making that up.
I don't think you are.
That's right. I remember.
And they also had Injun Orange before it became Jolly Ollie.
That's right.
And do you remember also Choo Choo Cherry? No one thought that was appropriate.
They really had that?
Yes, they did. Nope. In fact, the Chinese cherry, if you do a search on Google, you can find it.
There's Chinese cherry.
It has a face of it's a cherry shaped face with these big white teeth sticking out of the mouth.
Right.
They had slanted eyes and a bow tie on
the
stem.
Those big buck teeth?
Yes, absolutely.
And a bow tie on the stem.
Let me tell you. Look for it in Google because it's probably worth posting on the website.
Buzz, would you go there now?
I will look for that.
On
Chinese cherry.
Don and Mike. website where there's a fabulous store, I understand.
Oh, would you stop?
Buzz, be careful where you click, because I've been on some websites called Chinese Cherry, too. And we don't want to put those on the website.
I should only be so lucky. We should expect nothing else from Pillsbury. Nobody's whiter than the Doughboy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, listen, before you start, let me say our lines are also open. Any of you nerds that have been out there to see Revenge of the Sith?
I'd like to have them call in and let me know what a Sith is.
I thought it was Revenge of the Sith. I thought it had something to do. It was like a chick movie.
That's that weird kind of
and a Revenge of the Sith. Like. And now here is, how's the chemo going, John?
Well, thank you.
There's Johnny Norman with his brand new short haircut. Boy, and if you have cancer, am I going to have egg on my face?
Yeah, no.
Okay, just haircut. New short haircut.
Dumb buddy Travis saw it last night.
Travis, that's a shock.
Travis, did Mrs. Travis go with him?
That's we'll call him in a second.
Wow.
Hello. Yeah,
hello.
How you are on the air? Thank you for waiting.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I know you guys call yourselves homos for watching American Idol, but I am the biggest homo. I watch America's Next Top Model, the last episode.
Okay, hold on.
Homo.
What about the free pass for watching America's Top Model, Next Top Model, just to see the hotties on it?
No.
You guys should watch it. I mean, they're on the runway.
Really, I mean, if you're going to watch TV to see hot chicks.
Yeah.
You're going to either get pornography.
Or you're going to watch something like our good friend Mark Cuban has on his network.
If you're going to watch like the Hawaiian Tropic Girls.
Bikini Destinations.
Right.
There's Chinese Cherry.
Hold on, Buzz just found on the internet Chinese Cherry.
By the way, one Google listing was for Asian babes, just so you'll know.
The Buzz guy is like a piece of hair.
Mike, and what it is it's a box, and it says, Pillsbury's Funny Face Drink makes 2 quarts. Chinese cherry, pre-sweetened without sugar, and it's got the slanty eyes, and it's got 3 gigantic buck teeth coming out.
I think all the characters have that.
Orange. Let me see Engine Orange.
I think I almost remember these. I don't know when they came out.
I do. I think the 60s, I think. Ooh. Engine Orange.
Anyway, let's go back to the gay guy. Yes, my gay friend.
My wife got me into it, and I don't know why I got hooked to it, but
I
started watching it.
I've never seen it, but I saw a promo for it where they have pretty good cat fights, don't they?
Oh my God! I mean, they just get at each other. Just the sexuality in it. I mean, you have so many shots of them
Okay.
What show?
Listen, this is the show America's Next Top Model.
Ah.
And who am I to criticize? Because one man's poison, another man's pleasure. Who would think that I would be able to? You know, I'm criticizing him. What'd you find out?
There's a Baron von Lemon for you German lovers.
Ah, Baron von Lemon.
Hello.
Hi.
No mustache, though.
This is great.
Anyway, I'm sorry. America's Top Model.
Would I be totally out of line if I told you that I found myself, well, I didn't do anything about it?
Yeah.
You know, I guess my point is that if you really want to, you know, get down to business, you know, you're not going to get down to business watching America's
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Show.
All right, you're talking about...
If a guy says, I watch it for the chick.
You're talking when you watch a gangster movie and somebody gets rubbed out.
Yeah, okay, right. So, anywho...
I just thought I'd cut right to it.
Good comparison.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me on that.
Well, I know it's tough now in this day and age with some of our restrictions to really say it, but I don't think you could watch a show like America's Top Model and get it done.
No, you could not. No.
I mean, you can certainly watch this show and still.
But okay, let me just say it. I watched The View today.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Hold on.
Yourself.
Homo. Elizabeth Hasselbeck had a baby about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I mean to tell you, the boob fairy came to see her, and no matter how conservatively this chick tries to dress,
I can't stand that.
She cannot stop what's happening with her body.
No, she can't.
She can't.
No.
And when I
is he going to pick up with another team now that he's been cut by the Redskins?
Hey, he was signed by your guys, the New York Football Giants.
Oh, how convenient is
so
that?
So now the Giants have, here you go, Eli Manning, the starter, the backup from The Bachelor, Jesse Palmer, his backup from The View, Tim Hasselbeck.
Wow. incredible. And they're reunited. They can now live peacefully up in New York together, the Hasselbecks.
But anyway, I mean, I got turned on watching. I think Elizabeth Hasselbeck is cute to begin with.
You can watch it. My point is you can watch a show like America's Next Top Model, and you can watch it for the sexual content, for just to look at hot women,
right,
without
right.
having, you know, the necessity to make the criteria whether or not you can rub a dub dub.
Then you change to the Playboy Channel.
Speaking of rub a dub dub, how was Merv on The View today?
I didn't catch him.
Oh, you didn't stay around?
I didn't, even though you gave me the tip he was going
to
be on.
I didn't see it either, and I was dying to know what outfit he was trying to hide himself in today. I predicted a large yellow V-neck sweater.
And last night there was a TV conflict because we were watching American Idol. You know, shocked that we're not talking about that, right? That Von Zell got kicked off. Everybody knew that was going to happen. But Frieda and I were watching it, and Rob was on the telephone, and my kids started calling me. And at about like 20 after 9, I said, what? You know, yeah. Give me 10 minutes. Mom and I are watching the show, and he said, Dad, turn on Superman right now. Turn on Smallville.
Yeah.
What they were doing to counter-program American Idol was they ran a 10-minute preview for the Batman movie last night at 9:20.
Oh.
So what we did, and this drove my wife crazy, it's like she doesn't like being in the car with me because I changed music so much. I go from CD to CD to CD. What she didn't like last night was I said they're not going to announce the winner till 9:27. And I said, I want to go back and see the Batman stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd go back to Channel 50, and they showed a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, good. Did you miss the announcement?
Oh, no. Mike, I've got that six.
Yeah, but they didn't do it at 9:27. Didn't they do it with a little extra time?
No, see, they ran until like 9:33.
Oh, so that's why they did it at 9:27.
We were back from the Batman show, but it drove her crazy. Like at 9:22, she said, will you just turn it back on to American Idol? I said, baby, they're going to be in commercials for 2 more minutes.
I don't think that Batman's going to work this time due to the lisp of Christian Bale.
I think he's going to be an outstanding Batman.
You do?
Yeah.
What about the lisp he's got? I mean,
I didn't notice it, Mike. And
it seemed noticeable in the scene that I looked at.
Even though I'm not a fan of the car, the Batmobile.
Right.
Michael Caine is pretty good as Alfred.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay. I didn't know he was in it.
I don't want to say looked pretty outstanding, because what I don't want in this Batman movie is another goddamn Tim Burton movie.
I don't think.
I don't want another one of like the one with the penguin where it was so dark where you had to show the creepy side. Then on the other hand, you've got, notice how I can speak like a scholar on a topic like this, Joel Schumacher, when he directed Batman and Robin, which featured George Clooney and Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right.
He went more to the pop art Batman.
Which is the one you like.
Yes. But my perfect Batman movie would be between Tim Burton and Joel Schumacher, somewhere along the lines of Batman Forever with Val Kilmer.
Who will be the villains?